What albums are on the front of your music collections right now, or top fives or top tens of all time?
Of things I really like, probably, let's see, Jimi Hendrix, Electric Ladyland, Husker Du, a lot of any, just things by Husker Du, Amon Dual, a German strange experimental band, AMONDUUL, Amon Dual. And they were like totally wacky, like Can or Tangerine Dream, those bands.
Yeah.
They were like that, but way more melodic, and they were like way back there. Canned Heat for the blues aspect, because that, of course, shows how old I was. The very first, Psychedelic Furs record, the rest of them were okay, but the first Psychedelic Furs record I still cherish and listen to. God, things that I'll drag out, you know. It's crazy, I don't know. I listen to the Dicks. I've listened to Gary Floyd Band, who doesn't put out much stuff here in the United States, but I talked to him about 6 months ago, and he gave me a bunch of his stuff, and man, he's singing his butt off. And sounds really good. A cross between a good power pop, new modern rock sounding band that's real full and beautiful, but basing it maybe on blues licks or a blues tonology or something other. And I like those guys a lot. Imperial Teens, they stir me, because Lynn, the drummer that used to be with Gary, she is so good. And immediately looks like Sophia Loren. She's really cool. I love her. God, it's so funny. I just love so much, you know. Let's see, what did I get recently? Propeller Heads. Those guys are sort of interesting. Crystal Method, even though those guys are pretty, you know, middle-of-the-road popular, I love those rhythms and all that goofy shit that gets dubbed in right up my alley. I just love that, you know. If it's a car door slamming in rhythm to a Farfisa organ, go, man, go. Whip my brain. I want to know some new things. I go to the record stores, like there's Waterloo here. I'm sure you've been there if you've been here. It's, of course, gigantic.
I used to go to Tower when I was little.
Yeah, and I can't afford it. Go there, and even, you know, even budget prices, $11.99, and I've got a house to pay for and a truck, and I go, I'd love to have all that, but I get like, you know, one CD every 2 months, and there's great used CD places here in town, and I'll go there, and, you know, I love the blues, and I'll immediately get old Muddy Waters stuff, and Lightning Hopkins, and Buddy Guy, and stuff like that. I love, you know, man, just give me that stuff, because that's what I grew up on. When I was young, I listened to the black radio station. That was all of that stuff, you know. So I have a close affinity in my heart for those type of things, too.
Man,
Gate Mouth Brown, you know, all those people that are Texas blues people. And even ZZ Top. Give me some ZZ Top, man. I don't care. I love that stuff. Step on it.
The early stuff I like the best, the early stuff.
Right, exactly. Most of it's pussied out a little bit, you know, but...
Right.
Even off like Antenna and a few of those, there's two or three that you, you know, that'll go, oh my God, there's that rhythm, there's that badass shit going down. So there's some good stuff, you know, it's happening. Well, groovy, man. I'm sure, I'm glad you called, and I really am honored the fact that you're doing this stuff. I often wonder, you know, did we really make an impression? And when things like this happen, it always blows my mind. It really does, and I don't take it, you know, lightly. I always think that God, it's really something that I did, and something that makes me feel so good that people are interested in. And, you know, I'm interested in so many people's lives, but to have been part of something like that was obviously magic, you know. I'm so honored, you know. My place on Earth is complete, except for what else I'm going to get to do, which is going to be really exciting, too. But it's so cool, and I thank you very much, and just what I'm saying.
We got three more questions here, and then we're done.
Okay.
We're really close here. What was the last book you read, or your favorite books?
The last book I read was Mucho Mojo by my friend that I grew up with, Joe Lansdale, who's a horror science fiction writer of top quality. He's got a lot of books out. He grew up in the same little squinky-ass little town I did, but he's like total splatterpunk. He's won all, you know, like four or five Bram Stoker Awards. He's friends with Stephen King. They've put out his, he wrote like a book about Superman. They've put it out in comic book form. He's got three or four comics out. He's from like a little squinky ass East Texas town and where I'm from, and he now lives outside of Nacogdoches in the woods and writes. He's an international writer. Tell everybody, if you want to read something that will make your asshole squinch with horror, Joe R. Lansdale. Any of the stuff that you can get, the book called The Drive-In is really good. Cold in July, Mucho Mojo. Oh, they're all so good. And it's not like just like, oh, it's like, you know, middle of the road Geiger horror. It's like, that goddamn old son of a bitch, Billy Bubba, that son of a bitch shouldn't even seen that goddamn UFO. You know, like really, like you and I have been talking for the last hour, but horrific science fiction happening. So it's real good. It's like all about Tater up in the East Texas woods, seeing the fucking four-headed mule fixing to get him and stuff, you know. It's real good. Horrible twisted shit about, like, you know, serial killers hiding in the attic that fuck with you bad. It's real good. So he's the last person, and, you know, I've read a lot about him, and just read another book that I got at the Goodwill about how movie stars in Hollywood died. Where they died, and how you can take the tour around to the Hollywood death homes. And
right.
I subscribe to about 10 different Hot Rod magazines, so that's what I seem to read a lot of, like Street Rodder, Popular Hot Rodding, Hot Rod, Car Craft. I must get 10 of those a month, and man, have a great time. I got a bitchin' motherfucking 86 Camaro that just wails, and it's really pretty, and I've had a 48 Chevy, a 51 Chevy, a 53 Chevy, 54 Chevy, 56 Chevy, 60 Oldsmobile, a 59 Pontiac. I'm looking for an early, some kind of 30s car that I can find, either fiberglass bodied or some beater that I can work on. Because I want an old one. I want an old hot rod. I want a Big Daddy Rat Fink hot rod that's going to be totally fly someday soon. So car culture is what I live for. Beyond the tiny bit of music that I do, the other thing that just drives me to death is to go to car shows. And I flew to the 50th Golden Anniversary car show in San Francisco in February, went to the Nationals in Louisville, Kentucky, go every year to the Houston Autorama, go every year to the Dallas Houstonorama, go every year to the Southern Good Guys Nationals in Fort Worth. So flown to New Orleans to car shows, so that's it. That I love them. I work on them a little bit, but pet them as much as I could. So that's what stirs me a lot too, which is way cool. And Austin and the surrounding Central Texas area has at least 10 hot rod clubs, and one of the 10 best cruise spots in America is about 10 miles north of town. This big giant shopping center up there that every Saturday night, 200 cars at least. Every Saturday night of every variety. So I go up there a lot, once a month at least, and talk to friends and get ideas and get parts and ideas and stuff. So that's what stirs me tremendously nowadays. I'll have some kind of sick little bug here soon, I'm sure.
Alright, why have you dedicated so much of your life to music, and why do you do what you do?
I don't know, it's just something innate inside me that must come out. I have been this way ever since I say that I knew that about the second grade, I knew I was really different. And I, you know, vastly realizing that when I was that young, almost drove me to do what I did, because I remember, like, I know this is cornball and it's almost egotistical, but I won the little third grade art contest with a piece of art. I went, I can do that. My teacher encouraged me. My fourth grade music teacher would listen and go, you're the guy with the voice over there. You sing on pitch for all the other little fourth graders. You know, some were good, and there were a lot of good people, but I don't know, man, I had it. And that's egotistical to say, but I know that I had something else in there besides just the dull cracker life. And I pushed myself for that. By the seventh grade, I was singing solos at my choir director's church. By the 8th grade, I was singing in a talent contest. In the 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, I was in, like, the East Texas Music Review with solos. And I would make my own clothing in the ninth fucking grade. I made my own lamps in the 11th grade, gave lamps I made that were totally wacky out of cloth and posters, and give those to my friends in junior high and high school. So I've always had something inside me that I know that went beyond what is like get up, go to work, drink some beer, and go to bed. I've never lived that lifestyle. I must produce. You know, and that's many, 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 many artists and many almost non-artists know that feeling. But I have got that bug. I have got to be doing something. I'm staring at 15 pieces of unfinished art that I can't wait to get done. The poetry book, the writing book, all that stuff inspires me. And every day I wake up, I want to leave a mark in historical time that says I was here and that I tried, you know, and that I did do something other, and I'm proud of it. I feel real good. It's just been a drive inside me, and it's an innate thing, like I say, that it's not like I'm going to go, okay, today is our day, going to do it. It's like I'm up, and I've turned the TV off, and I'm doing it before I know I'm doing it. I'm writing lyrics at 5 a.m. because I can't sleep, and I keep a flashlight beside my bed and a spiral notebook, and I get up and sit on the side of the bed well before dawn and write these things, and I look at them later when I wake up and go, my God, how magical thoughts. Some of this sucks so bad. But these four lines will go on to make something incredible, and suddenly Swine King has got a song that talks all about how beautiful this world is and how to meet people and how the preciousness of all of us are, you know, and so it's just a process of everybody's lives producing fun stuff, and we're all that way. I'm blessed with an active imagination that won't shut up, and I've just, from the moment I was born, I knew I was different, you know, and I'm so proud of that, and I wouldn't give it up for the world. It's gotten me in a lot of trouble, but it's gained me incredible notoriety by the fact that I've done something. And I have people come up and say, Randy, you changed my life. I saw your art show. I saw you play. I now have a band. So I'm honored. You know, and I know that in my lifetime I've done something, and I will do that something, whatever that is in quotation marks, to my very last breath, as you will. And that's any artisan must do that, because it's just, it's in you and it's got to come out. It's in the man and it's got to come out. So it's cool. I love it. You know, I love my life. And, you know, very few people can say they really do. I have problems just like everybody else, but that gold outweighs the pewter, my brother.
Do you still skateboard?
No, unfortunately, at age 51. Skateboarding almost be a long thing of the past. I'd love to, and every time I see the cool fucking hill, or I see the curb, or I see the driveway that snaps up so hot, I go, oh, and I almost cry going, God damn, I want to get my fucking fabulous big boy's board out that's still so beautiful. Thank you, Jeff Phillips of Zorlak Skateboards, and just go rage, you know. I've got a great water ski, a water ski that's this horrible Cypress Gardens yellow and blue water ski that I made into a longboard years ago.
I did that, man. I used
total fun.
Some people threw out some skis and I made it into a longboard and cruised the hills with it.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. It's just total surf action, you know. Then you're just cruising. And I wish I knew I had the good health to do that, but I really wretchedly tortured my back lifting some stuff one time and stood on the edge of major back surgery. So I really have to be careful about falling. And if it wasn't that at my age, I'd be like that picture in Thrasher where it showed the old man skating. That would be me, because I damn sure would still be doing it.
They got this guy named Bill Doors doing it. He's 72, man. He's still cruising around in little bowls and stuff.
I think that's wonderful, and praise him.
I hope I can do that when I'm 72.
Oh, you know it, man.
I got the longevity, man.
I hope I can get up out of my wheelchair at 72.
We'll wheel you down to the ditch. Party.
Just push me in my wheelchair, and I'm going to do a fucking carve in a wheelchair.
Seriously, man.
Carving his wheelchair up on the tiles. I got to hit it.
Was that a Zorlak board? Did that have the Frat Cars 7-inch logo on it? Is that what
right, it sure did. And, you know, I'm going to brag and say I feel like that was the first music band skateboard in America. I know that Agent Orange came out with one later, Black Flag had one later,
JFA
had one later, but I feel like we were the first one, as far as I remember, anywhere having it, and it was like, for the period of time, 11 and a half inches wide by 32 inches long, and It was the landing craft, but, you know, man, it was cool. I stepped onto it and was like, okay, I'm king of the world now.
Even, Dana and Jeff Newton, Dana Buck and Jeff Newton, they're still doing their thing, man. They got conspiracy skateboards going on in Dallas.
That's cool.
Of course, the guys are under, you know, Lindsey Cunn, who did the artwork for Touch and Goes, the Big Boy stuff, the Big Boy CDs. Lindsey, they're under him right now, which is Swamp Distribution.
And right, I've worked with him for a while and did the artwork for him.
Right, they do the silk screen and all that. And, well, I don't know if they're still working for him because he left and he went to Denver. But I think they're still doing the skateboard part of it, which is conspiracy.
Well, that's cool.
But Dana was really cool, man. He sent me, I got that, they had a Big Boys t-shirt that they put out, and they had two of them. The one I wanted the most, they didn't, I don't know who did the artwork. It might have been you or Tim, but they didn't, I guess they didn't have that in or whatever, but they had, like, the Frat Cars logo, and then they had the, they still had the posters and stuff, but I got one of the t-shirts, and I bought a board from him. The guy sent me all these stickers and stuff.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Dana's like, yeah, dude, you're cool with me. He's like, I just see all this stuff. So it's neat. They're still doing their thing, and I'm trying to get Dana. I'm like, you know, come on, man, get away from your wife, and let's go out to Amarillo and skate the full pipe and stuff.
That's incredible. Well, that's cool. I'd actually like to see what those t-shirts are, just to know if it's something I didn't have.
Well, I have one. It's got, basically, it's the Frat Cars logo, but instead of the white in the background, it's got, like, neon green.
Yeah, I think that's what originally that Lindsey and I did, because he took that original artwork and we set that screen up, and then we set the one up that's got like a little skeleton guy that I did the lettering on the side, and it says Big Boys and looks like a beach ball for the
There's one that had the anarchy symbol on it, but I don't know, it looked like some cactuses or something. I couldn't see it. It was online or something.
Mm.
I don't know if they're still making those, but I mean, they could still have some left in the warehouse somewhere.
Well, that'd be cool. God, I'd love to see any of that stuff. It'd be so cool. And again, I'm honored, you know. You know, what can we say when it's 15 years later and somebody's still doing something that has your name on it? My God, I just think it's the most incredible thing in the world. And all of that I don't take lightly at all. I mean, you know, I feel really cool.
Okay.
And cool, not egotistically, but cool to fucking think that it mattered in some degree, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, just to know that, like, you guys influenced so many people. I mean, just like, you know, just something you guys did that started out as just kind of like, hey, let's get a band together. And like,
yeah, exactly, and that's really
And now it's like, and you still got, you know, years later, you still got people coming up and go, man, you know, because of you, I'm in a band, or I started playing music or whatever.
Right, exactly, and, so. And we took it out to the world, man. We did real good. We were the only Austin band that really went out to the world. You know, I mean, we begged and tried everybody else, but not hardly anybody, even in the South, didn't even, you know, as far as like bands in Dallas or North San Antonio, never really did. But boy, howdy, that was such a fun thing for us, because God knows we met millions of cool people, you know, and that's what got our name known across America, was playing in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Madison, Wisconsin, and going and doing that fight, you know, and making it happen and taking that message out there and just taking what we liked. It wasn't a message of like, here we come with a message. It's here we come with the stupidity patrol, and let's have fun, you know. And that's what we left in our wake, was good times. I almost feel like everywhere we went.
We're down to the last question here.
Okay.
Do you have any parting words or advice for the kids?
Just be happy in your hearts, and trust who you are inside yourself. And don't let other people influence you and tell you that you must be this and you must be that. Be who you wish to be. And that's the best thing that you can hold true to your heart forever, you know. And be something that you're proud of. Don't be a fool and do stupid things. Do things that make you proud and that you can go on and say later on that you felt good about, you know. And make music, make art, but make something happen, you know. Make, whether it's physical and shows up on paper or shows up in music, make changes always, and don't ever stay the same, and accept change, and always be true to yourself, you know, and be true to your friends, and that's all you can ask of yourself, and just strive to have a damn good time, because life is tough. It's really tough, and it's really tough for young kids now, man. You know, I mean, I had it easy when I was growing up as far as what stress out there. You kids today have got it tough. But if you make it, man, you can make it anywhere. So just try and kick in the good times, you know, and go do stuff that weeks later you can look back and say, I'm happy I did that. I'm not sad I did that. And that's what you're supposed to do. Well, okay, y'all go have fun and join the marching band.
Thanks. Take care.
Give me a buzz.
I will.
Bye-bye.